From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says the U.S. combat mission in Iraq is over and that the Iraqi people now have lead responsibility for securing their own country.
This completes a transition to Iraqi responsibility for their own security. U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq's cities last summer, and Iraqi forces have moved into the lead with considerable skill and commitment to their fellow citizens.
There are still just under 50,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. In his primetime speech to the nation, the president said thousands of Americans have given their lives in Iraq and tens of thousands have been wounded. NATO's top commander in Afghanistan says international forces have made important progress in critical areas such as Helmand Province, allowing commerce to grow and voting to take place. But as Terry Schultz reports, General David Petraeus also acknowledges the Taliban is putting up a tough fight.
Petraeus says things will get worse in Afghanistan before they get better. In an interview with NATO TV, the general explains that NATO has begun what he calls a deliberate campaign to take back Taliban heartland, including Kandahar, and that fighting continues to be fierce.
I would not say that we have reversed the momentum in all areas by any means. I think in some we've reversed it, some we have blunted it, some perhaps the Taliban is still trying to expand.
Petraeus says an insurgent group known as the Haqqani Network is of particular concern. Based in North Waziristan, the powerful network has strong ties to both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and has been behind many terrorist attacks, including two on coalition bases in recent days. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Women who carry genetic mutations that put them at high risk for breast and ovarian cancer can dramatically reduce that risk by having surgery to remove their breasts, their ovaries, or both. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, the findings present more evidence that surgery is often the most reliable prevention.
Researchers tracked nearly 2,500 women across the country who had the BRCA mutation and chose to have surgery to try to prevent breast and ovarian cancer. They found double mastectomy reduced breast cancer risk by as much as 95%, and removing ovaries reduced ovarian cancer risk by as much as 80%. Huge decreases, say researchers, who add that cancer caused by these mutations can be particularly aggressive and invasive. But at the same time, researchers say these choices are difficult, especially for young women who hope to reduce ovarian cancer risk but also want to have children. Removing ovaries causes the body to go into menopause. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Incumbent Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has conceded defeat to Republican challenger Joe Miller. Murkowski has trailed Miller, a Tea Party favorite, by 1,668 votes since last week's primary election. This is NPR News. Coastal residents in the eastern United States are on alert for the possible arrival of Hurricane Earl. The Category 3 storm is expected to pass the Carolinas Thursday and then head north. Thousands of tourists on the North Carolina barrier island of Ocracoke will be evacuated overnight. Forecasters say it's still too early to determine how close Earl will get to U.S. land. The Caribbean islands of Puerto Rico, Anguilla, Antigua, and St. Martin have all been impacted by the storm. Pakistani officials say floodwaters are receding in the north and the eastern Punjab region, but water levels remain high in the south. Authorities say it could be 12 days before the Indus River returns to normal in Sindh province. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in a devastated village in Pakistan's Swat Valley. She says the disruption remains massive and the scale of the disaster is still being assessed.
In this village alone, 22 homes were swept away along this stretch of the river. And an entire new riverine has been created from the force of the flooding when the Swat River ripped down the Swat Valley. People who lost their homes are looking for compensation, at least in land. They say without land, they can't grow crops. Without crops, they can't make a living. And they feel without the help from the government to obtain just a plot of land, just a small plot of land, they will become gypsies, roaming the area, homeless and without a means to make a livelihood.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in the Swat Valley. U.S. stocks ended August on the down note, but little reaction to the minutes from the Fed's last meeting. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.